Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you starting another season with us as we break down the NFL draft prospects, the young men that are wrapping up their collegiate careers and heading off to bigger and better things. And we have a fantastic guest today from South Dakota, the Coyotes' big safety. And I don't say that lightly, about 6'1", 6'2", good 210-pound hitter, tackler, machine. With that said, we have Tyson Graham. Tyson, we appreciate you stopping by the show. You are a big-time safety. You're invited to, the Gridiron Showcase. What was it like getting that invitation?
It was a blessing getting the invitation. That's something that I worked hard for, throughout the whole season and throughout my whole career to be able to play into a senior all-star game. And when I first got it, like I said, it was truly a blessing to show that, hard work pays off. And I heard, though, that there are also some more all-star games that invites are being sent out. So we'll continue to see what happens after that. But, it's truly a blessing right now, and I thank the College Gridiron Showcase for that.
Excellent stuff. And for you, let's kind of talk about it. When you arrive at South Dakota, obviously you want to probably, I'm sure childhood aspirations, you want to have this shot to play in the National Football League. But, when do you kind of settle in and start to think to yourself, maybe I can make this reality?
I'd probably say about a couple of years ago when I first made that transition over from receiver to defense, actually. It's kind of like a mutual decision between the former coaching staff and I. And it was kind of best for the team as well. So I felt, as though I'll do whatever I have to do for the team to be successful. And, I just kind of ran with that opportunity when Coach Jason Petrino, asked me to play safety, come to the defensive side of the ball. And like I said, I just ran with the opportunity. Coach Petrino took his time, to kind of get me, installed with the playbook and, make that smooth transition. And ever since then, man, it's been great. I've had a lot of success, with that. With that transition over to playing defense, so I could probably say after my junior year, that's when things really started hitting me. Once my name started kind of getting a buzz, and that's when I felt as though I could actually make this a reality if I put my mind to it. And everything's been going up ever since then, man.
Now, I didn't know you were a receiver when you first got there. Recruited to play receiver, obviously.
Yes, sir. Recruited to play receiver, and made that transition over after my redshirt freshman year. So
nice. Take us into that. Kind of how did that conversation go? Did the coaches call you aside, or are you even on the field going, man, our defense is kind of lacking over there? Kind of take us what that meaning is like when they call you in. Do you think you're in trouble? Take us through it.
When I was first being recruited here to South Dakota, I played both sides of the ball, so they kind of knew that. And funny thing is, it was kind of like a toss-up because my recruiting coach would always fight with my receiver coach would always fight with my safety coach, Coach Petrino, about, one day he kept saying one day we're going to make Tyson a safety, and the receiver coach would go, oh, no, he's not. He's the opposite guy. And so when I first got here, I played receiver. Redshirt year, I played a lot of special teams mostly, got a lot of tackles on special teams, and the coaches talked about it, and like I said, it was something that was best for the team, as though they felt as though I had a lot of aggression and a lot of physicality that I was able to display on the field. And they just seen something in me, and they brought me in, and they told me, what they felt and how I felt about the decision, and I felt pretty good, and I just ran with it, like I said.
Definitely. And once again, the Gridiron Showcase invitee, Tyson Graham, South Dakota Coyotes standout safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be placing his bio page at collegetopro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. Heading into this final season, any personal goals? And, what are maybe some of the bigger things that you're proudest of and some of the things that you wish you would have been able to achieve that you might have fell short of?
I could say, honestly, one of the things I wish I would have achieved was winning a conference championship. That was a big focus going into my senior year. just being able to go out on top. Unfortunately, we fell short of that. But that was the main goal, you know, besides my personal goals. I put that on the back burner. But as far as personal now, I feel as though right now, like, hopefully a combine invite to be able to just to show all my, you know, my talent in front of scouts. You know, being a small school guy, it's definitely hard, you know, just because, you know, like those big schools, the SEC and all those other schools, you don't have as much exposure, as I was kind of say. So those little things like that, those combines, the regional combines, the all-star games, those are all ways for us, the small school guys, to be able to display our talent and, you know, to show that we're able to play just as, you know, on the same level as those guys who are, you know, bigger levels and stuff like that. So I can say that's about it. And, you know, just kind of make the best of this. Enjoy this process that I'm in because you only get to go through it one time. So
right.
Just embrace it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just go one step at a time.
Nice. You know, you're talking about getting that exposure. I mean, I'm sure plenty of scouts have come through South Dakota. I mean, if they're watching you or you're in the film room with them and they're breaking down some game film, game tape of you, I mean, what do you think they're going to walk away very fairly, you know, kind of pleasantly surprised about what you're able to do defensively?
I think they're going to see – first thing they're going to see is my versatility. I played a lot of safety and also played outside backer this year, as well as in a third down package, I played some DN rushing, pass rushing. So they can see they'll be able to plug me in different positions, as well as the nickel. And with that being said, being that I'm long, it'll be easier for me, you know, to be able to be plugged in anywhere and kind of be like that impact player. I think they'll like my physicality, not being afraid, you know, to get in there. Again, you know, against the big tight ends, the O-linemen, taking on blocks, tackling in open field, you know, that's a big thing in the NFL, especially right now. You got to be able to tackle, especially on defense. And, you know, just going out there, being able to diagnose the play, being a football player. So I think that's something that, you know, if they're, you know, they're watching film, game film, that's something that they'll leave away with confident with.
Nice. And Tyson, does anything go unnoticed? I ask this question because, you know, sometimes your defensive coaches or the system you run doesn't allow you to showcase certain skills. Is there anything that you think, man, I wish I would have had more opportunities to do that? But it's something that they won't be able to see on tape, but if scouts are listening or listening later on, they can find out about you?
No, I think our coaches actually placed us in the right positions and the right system in that we were able to be fortunate to be blessed with opportunities that, you know, we were able to display all of, you know, all of our athleticism and such like that. So I don't think anything was, you know, goes unhidden. I think that everything that was on film is, you know, basically that's just us playing football. You know, that's us being in the right opportunities and the right calls. So I don't think anything, you know, was going on hidden.
Nice. And for you, comparisons, I'm sure you probably get the Cam Chancellor with your size, but, I mean, who do you kind of maybe try to resemble or who are some of the comparisons that you've probably heard, you know, since you've been playing?
Deion Buchanan, for sure. Came out of Washington State as a safety, and now he's like he has a new money backer, you know, the hybrid going on in the NFL. Shaq Thompson, he kind of did the same thing. And those are about the really only three, you know, Shaq, Cam, and Deion. Thing is, I look up to those guys a lot. You know, I study their film a lot. So, you know, I try to resemble my game and, you know, compare my game to those guys.
Yeah, and, you know, that money backer position, like you said, Dwayne Buchanan, Shaq Thompson, Mark Barron, now with the Rams, was former Tampa Bay safety. They got him playing that similar role with Los Angeles now. It's a great niche, and especially a guy your size and that versatility you bring, and it's kind of neat seeing a guy in that mold like you are and starting to see that position emerge. I mean, just say 10 years ago, that might have not been, you know, available to you just the way, you know, defenses were run in the NFL. I'm curious, what's your height weight right now?
Right now I'm 6'2", 210.
Nice. And that's probably your normal playing weight?
Yep. And during training, I also plan on putting, you know, some more muscle on and, you know, prepare to get ready for the next level, of course.
Yeah, and talking about that next level, I mean, are you done with school? Do you get to kind of just focus purely on training or kind of how you have to take on the next few months?
Well, right now, I only have my internship left. So once I go home and train and, you know, start training mid-December for the All-Star game and, in January as well. I'll probably only just focus on, you know, the combine, but well, on training. But I will go back and do my internship. I do plan on doing that and finishing my degree. That's something, you know, that I promise, you know, myself and my parents that I will, you know, will not just leave it on the table, you know, especially coming this far after all the work you've done. That's something that, you know, that's a big goal of mine, and that's a big accomplishment. You know, just graduating from college, receiving your degree, because no one can ever take that away from you. So,
definitely. Yeah, you're right, man. It's a great piece to have. It can get you far away. Once again, Tyson Graham, safety, South Dakota. It's kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft, the fantastic safety from the Coyotes. For you, I mean, looking back, I mean, what are some of the things you're going to miss most about, you know, playing at South Dakota? I mean, let the fans who are maybe listening in to kind of take us through a Saturday and what you love most about putting on that jersey.
Well, I'm definitely going to miss the most of those coyote walks that we have Saturday morning as we walk into the dome. Kind of like you have the band and the cheerleaders and the band squad in front, you know, leading you out. You know, as we're walking out, you know, towards the stadium, we walk through the little student section, the tailgating area, and, you know, the vibe and the energy that you receive from them, it just gets you going and gets your blood boiling, you know, for a Saturday, you know, afternoon football day. So that's something I'm definitely going to miss. And, you know, actually inside, you know, during the game, you know, the fans, you know, just cheering on and being able to support you, you know, the whole game is something that, you know, I'm going to miss. It's just college football, playing on Saturday, you know, that's something that I'm definitely going to miss, you know, forever.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, the college atmosphere is, I mean, really is second to none. And like I said, it's a great environment for all involved. Before we wrap up with the show, and it's gone so quick, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, usually this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most, above all. I could probably just ask you this question. We could just stop the show. But if you could take out any female celebrity, Tyson, for a quick bite to eat, which female celebrity are you going to take to dinner?
Lauren London.
There you go. You know, she started coming on strong the last couple of years. I ain't gonna lie to you, Rihanna and Beyonce still have a stranglehold on most of the name, but Lauren London is definitely kind of emerging as a star in that question. For you, let's kind of go inside that locker room again. Who had the most off the wall nickname? How'd they get it?
Let's see. A lot of guys. I'll probably say Juice, one of the receivers. he's a crazy guy. His nickname is, I don't know. It's a weird story. His real name is Alonzo, but we call him Juice. He's just a very, very hyper guy. He just brings a crazy amount of energy. And, you know, that's what he's called. He wants everybody to call him Juice. Professors, the people at food places, everybody. He wants everyone to call him Juice. So, I mean, you know, have at it. He's a good guy, though, man.
Hey, man. You know, it's funny is when I ask that question, most of the time, you know, usually the nickname is preceded by he's a crazy guy. Usually you don't be like, hey, he's quiet, he don't talk to nobody, he has a nickname. Usually it's that guy that's kind of like the nut one on the team. And then the final question for you, and again, this is hit or miss. For you, I mean, what was maybe the – playing safety too, what was maybe one of the funniest things you might have said to an opponent that kind of made yourself laugh?
Man. Kind of hard because during the game I'm not much of a big talker. I just usually try to just let my play and everything so like that. But I think
how about
think Juice?
Maybe has
Oregon.
Juice ever said anything?
I'm sorry.
I said maybe it was Juice who might have said something crazy.
Oh yeah. He, I'm pretty sure he told one of the cornerbacks something on the team. He's always talking. But I'm pretty sure I said something against Oregon, that Oregon game. I'm not sure. I think I told Mariota something, but I just can't remember.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I can't wait to kind of follow you through this next path. I'll probably see you down at the showcase as well, and hopefully we'll see you at the NFLPA or East-West Shrine game. Obviously, those invites are still to be had. So, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. We appreciate you having me here on the C2P.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me.
From it all. Once again, that is Tyson Graham, the South Dakota standout. And like I said, you got to love his versatility. He touched base on so many things in terms of, you know, that Duane Buchanan role. And that is really an emerging position in the National Football League. And like I said, you see it with him, Shaq Thompson, Mark Barron, even former Alabama safety Landon Collins. You kind of see a lot with that with him with the Giants just because they're so big and versatile. So if you want more of Tyson Graham, you guys know where to check him out. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and also here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.